none other than the captain of Race Time Radio, Joe Chisholm.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Race Time Radio, having some technical issues here at Daytona, but we've got it on the air. And, of course, today, Daytona ARCA Series is going to kick off Speed Weeks 2016, and it's going to be the Lucas Oil 200 live today at Daytona. But pre-race, we've got ourselves a star-studded lineup to kick everything off. First of all, let's welcome, how about Mason Mitchell Motorsports, and we got all three principals here today. We got the 2014 ARCA champion of Mason Mitchell. Mason, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic.
Doing good. And also, Gus Dean, fast here in practice before before we all got down here to Daytona, but man, he's still got a real fast race car. Got Gus Dean with us. Gus, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Fantastic. And how about this? We've got Cole Pern Powell. Not Pern. Cole Pern's over there. I was just talking to him. Cole Powell with us, driver of the 78 for Mason Mitchell Motorsports, and he has a fast ride here at Daytona. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm at Daytona.
Living the dream, right?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable weather here tonight. We're going to have a dynamite race here today. What do you think?
I think it's going to be perfect. I'd rather be here in Daytona than at home shoveling snow, that's for sure. So I'm excited to be here, and I can't wait for the green flag to drop.
Incredible. Mason, you're all set and ready to go. How's your car treating you here over the weekend and heading into tonight's race?
Well, we're all looking forward to it. I think definitely Cole and Gus have a really good two cars here, and we had showed a lot of speed in the test session down here a few weeks ago. Showed a lot of speed in practice. Practice is so unpredictable with all the groups that we're racing with. Qualified pretty decent. Cole starting sixth, Gus starting 15th, and pretty good pit stall selection. So it's just all about being patient, being there at the right time at the end, and hopefully working together. And I think we can legitimately stand in victory lane.
How about you, Gus? You're excited, I can well imagine, for the opportunity here at Daytona. What are your thoughts heading into this big one?
Well, it's like I've said repeatedly since this deal got put together. Anybody who tries to make a career in racing dreams of one day racing at Daytona. And I'm here. And I'm fortunate enough to be with a top-notch team like Mason Mitchell Motorsports. They've done an excellent job for me at the test and all through this weekend. The cars have performed wonderfully. Any changes that I needed, they were fixed immediately. And I'm very confident in my car and my crew. It's a dream come true to be here. Also, being at a super speedway, this is the largest track I've ever been on by far. And having somebody like Mason, who's an ARCA champion, up on top of the box helping me through it, that's invaluable, and it's helped me a lot.
You get to this racetrack, you can feel the history when you drive in under that tunnel. The goosebumps start, and they probably fired up on you, Cole, way before you pulled into that tunnel. But what was that like the other day when you rolled in?
Oh, it's amazing. I get the same feelings. I've been here for 3 years now. This will be my third race, and I get the same feeling all 3 years that I've ran here, from the first time I've ever seen the place to now. I still get the butterflies and the jitters, and I still can't believe that I'm actually racing here at Daytona, the World Center of Racing, and this year in a rocket of a car. So I got the best shot that I've ever had here at Daytona to pull it off, and hopefully me and Gus can get together sometime in the race. We got a couple cars in between us right now, but I'm sure he'll work his way up there, and I'll save a spot for him when he does, and hopefully we can push and pull and stay at the front all day long.
What's the weather going to do here today to this race? It's a beautiful, clear blue sky. Temperatures are perfect, but we do have a little bit of wind. Can you feel it in the car, Gus?
We actually can, especially so on the backstretch because it's so flat. And the wind has time to build up speed through the infield. You're kind of in a steady turn on the front stretch with the banking that kind of blocks the wind. But on the backstretch, it does play a huge role. It blows the cars around. The entire ARCA field is experienced drivers, and they're prepared for that. So I don't think it should change anything too much in the race.
When it comes time for hooking up, is it possible, Mason, to hook up in these cars, or is that a no-no when you're here at Daytona?
No, absolutely. You definitely can. we have in the past. It's just all about timing it and being patient. You don't want to abuse your cars too much early and risk you know, getting in a wreck, but also risk overheating the engine. But, you know, we've prepared them pretty well where that we can be pretty aggressive throughout the whole race. But it's just all about timing it right, being in the right position, and getting there at the end. Our cars work really well together, work well together with a lot of other cars. And we should be able to push pretty hard throughout the whole race, especially on the straightaways. They frown upon it a little bit in the corners, but that the last lap happens, you kind of do whatever you want to do to try to get that checker flag.
You'll do whatever it takes. Where's the Superman shirt? What's underneath there?
Maybe we'll find out
a little bit later today, I guess. With Mason Mitchell, we've got Gustin and, of course, Cole Powell ready to go. He's in the 78 tonight. A lot of good sponsorship on all three of these machines. Tell us who you've got on yours, and I know they mean a ton, Cole.
Yeah, I've got the same guys that have been on my stuff ever since I was 11 years old. So Cops Build All and Tricar, anybody that's followed me around knows what my car looks like with the Cops and the Tricar all over it. And Joe Carapella and Steve Kopp. Steve's actually here. He flew in with his wife last night, so they get to watch the big Super Speedway race go down. He's in awe. He's never seen a track like this before. He came down and watched Michigan, which is pretty cool too, but it's no Daytona. So I can't thank Cops Build All and Tricar enough for getting me here and getting me where I have been in my race career, along with my mom and dad. They spent a lot of hard-earned money on my race career and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in the shop with me and dad, and mom doing all the media stuff with me, and great support. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, looking back to qualifying yesterday, I know you guys all wanted to be on the pole, and three you can't be at one time. From a qualifying standpoint, Cole, you're going to start sixth tonight. Gus, I haven't got the sheet right in front of me. Whereabouts are you firing off?
We're going to start 15th.
15th? Mason?
Well, I'm actually on one of the boxes tonight.
Oh, you're on the box tonight. So. See, look at that. Yeah. I thought you were in the race.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah, we're starting 6th and 15th with both our cars.
6th
so, yeah.
and 15th. So yep. What are you going to have, one car one year and one on the other?
Yeah, I got them all scanned in, so we ever need anything, so it's all good.
See, you go from driver to boss, and you have been the boss for a couple of years. Yeah, that one there snuck by me, though, but I thought you were out there qualifying yesterday, too. But, hey, you've come a long way in a short period of time.
I appreciate that. And no, we're just... We're super ecstatic. You know, we were just blessed to have really two good drivers here today and two really good cars. I mean, this is by far one of the best solid efforts we ever put here on the Super Speedway program. Last year, we started in the back, I think it was. Worked our way up to the front, was able to contend for it. But starting up front makes it a whole heck of a lot easier. So just thank everybody for their support and sticking with us. And we're going to have a really good day, and I'm super excited for it.
Brand new tires on these ARCA cars this year. General tire on there. We're used to seeing Hoosier on there forever. Does it feel any different, Gus? Does the car feel any different?
Well, I actually never got the chance to run an ARCA race with the Hoosier tires. So,
right.
You know, my first experience was on those General tires, and I have a lot of experience in race cars with different tire compounds. And by far, the General tire has probably been one of the best. That I've ever driven on. They're very dependable. They hook up well, and they allow for some awesome racing.
How about you, Cole? You've been on the Hoosiers your first two times here at Daytona. These feel any different?
Yeah, I think they're a really good quality tire. As far as feel, it's been a year since the last time I've been on a super speedway, so I think if I could compare them short track to short track, then I think the General tires is where it's at. But as far as a super speedway, I think they got a really good tire, and I can't really feel much of a difference. I mean, none of them have gone flat on me, so they must be doing something right for sure.
You got to love it. When it comes time for the race, the butterflies, have they started or not yet?
No, not yet. They usually start to kick in as soon as I get buckled in, throw my helmet on, and then they go away as soon as I fire the engine, so... I got a really short span of the butterfly deal over the years of racing, and I don't think I'll ever get rid of them completely, but I wouldn't be human if I didn't get butterflies. So they're there. Just you got so much to focus on here at Daytona, and you really don't have time to be nervous or any of that kind of stuff.
How about you, Gus? The butterflies probably flying since you picked up the phone and hooked up with these guys, but how about you? How are you feeling right now?
Well, you know, there's always that certain amount of nervousness. You know, I feel it before any race on a short track or even here at Daytona. But when you have equipment that's as good as we do and a plan that you feel as well thought out as we have, you know, it really helps that feeling go away. But just like Cole said, when you get in the race car, you don't really have time to be nervous. So, you know, the thing I would be most anxious about is, you know, making a name. You know, this is our first time at Daytona. We were lucky enough to have Carrier Home Comfort Systems help us come here, which we're very thankful for. This is a one race deal. You know, hopefully we can do a good job for them and promote the product the way they want us to, and show them the value that you can get from motorsports. You know, I feel like a lot of companies, you know, sometimes miss that. And you know, the race fans that we have, they're the best fans in the world, and they're the most brand loyal people out there. You know, they want to support racing any way they can. So, you know, hopefully we can show them the value in that, and they'll want to come back, and we can run a lot more races with Mason and them.
Well, this is where dreams come true. It's sometimes a nightmare here, but dreams do come true at this racetrack, and stars are born. I kind of like the chances that you've got, the teams that you guys have put together. It's really going to be a magical sort of night. What would it mean to you to win this race? What do you think it would do? Would it set up Gus Dean for the rest of the year? Would you continue with Mason Mitchell Motorsports and continue running ARC all season if you won this one tonight?
Well, no matter the outcome of this race, I'd love to run, you know, a full season with Mason Mitchell Motorsports. You know, like I said, it's very sponsor dependent, as is all of this sport. So, you know, that really depends on if Carrier and cab installers, you know, like what they see and see the value in it. Hopefully they'll want to come back and we can run a full season. But, you know, like I said in the beginning, it's once we take that green flag,
yeah.
You know, that's been my dream as a racer since I started, back when I was 5 years old. So once we take that green flag, everything after that's a bonus.
Amazing. When I look at the fans in the fan zone, were you guys signing autographs earlier today? How did that go?
Yeah, it went really well. A lot of supportive fans in the fan zone. Everybody's getting pretty rowdy and excited for the green flag to drop. They haven't seen any racing in a while, so this is the first race of the year. Everybody's excited, drivers, crew, fans. They're really excited just walking around. It's a good environment to be in.
Any advice from the captain, Mason? Any advice from him heading into today? Has he barraged you guys with info?
Yeah, he said go fast and stay out front.
Bring it back in one piece, right, Mason?
Yeah, gas pedal's on the right. No, but, you know, everybody... You guys, you know, you're talking about how, like, being nervous for the race and stuff, and, you know, I can relate to that as a driver. You know, you get a little butterflies right before, you know, pre-race ceremonies. You get buckled in and green flag drops, all goes out the window, basically. But for me, you know, this weekend, you know, I've been out of the car before and stuff, been on top of the radio or haulers and stuff and doing all that stuff. But, you know, I've been a little bit nervous throughout the whole weekend just because, you know, I want to make sure we're providing the best cars we can, and we want to make sure we're making the right adjustments. And just, you know, seeing two of your cars out there going three wide and packs that are so deep, you're like, oh, my goodness, because you don't control anything. But everybody's got their head on straight and know what they're doing, and they've done a really good job so far. And just everybody at Tri-Car, Carrier, everybody that supported this whole program, Carl Chevrolet, everybody that's just, you know, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully kick off the season in the right step. So, ready for the green flag here soon.
Thoughts on the Sprint Unlimited tonight? Have you guys, probably like me, not had even a chance to watch those guys on the racetrack, but thoughts heading into this one tonight?
I mean, hopefully it's a really good show for the fans. You know, I think there's a couple of new little packages the technical side's put on for the cars, but I'll probably be on my way home back to North Carolina. We got to get stuff ready for Nashville, but I'm a huge Gordon fan, so he's out of it now. I really honestly don't know who to root for.
Yeah, no dog in the fight, so to speak. You'll have to come up with a new one, and in the future could be one of these guys. Gus Dean with us along with Cole Powell. Man, oh man, I can't believe Daytona, third time around for you. This is, it's got to be something, man.
Oh, absolutely, and this is honestly the best shot I've had at winning at Daytona here with Mason Mitchell Motorsports. We've unloaded fast. We haven't been outside of the top 10 all weekend in practices and in qualifying, it makes it as a driver really easy. You get to show up and you got a fast car. You build your confidence for sure. And starting third row outside, usually I'm at the back. I've had to start both these races in the past at the back and try to work my way up to the front. This way, I'm already at the front, so to speak, and hopefully I can just stay there and hopefully just stay out of everybody else's mess, do my own deal. If I can hook up with Gus, great. If it doesn't work out, then I'm sure he's capable of getting up there by himself. So I just hope that the both of us have a really good day. And you were mentioning earlier about if we win this race, is it going to open up doors? I think it'll open up doors to a certain extent. I don't think Tony Stewart's going to call me and say, hey, you want to drive my car for the time that I'm out? That's not going to happen, but it might open some smaller doors and get me maybe a full-time ride or more than this one-time deal, because a lot of people don't get that. A lot of these other drivers, they're signed up for a full-time gig. They get 20 races to go win one. Me and Gus here, we got one chance to go do it, and puts a little bit of pressure on us because we only have one race. We don't get to look forward to Nashville right now because we have nothing signed. So pretty big day ahead of us here. Hopefully I can just make Copsville Doll and Tri-Car and my whole family proud, and one of us here get a victory for Mason Mitchell Motorsports.
It looked kind of cool with you two going 1-2 here today. I know we'll have a party Canadian style. Well, sorry, Gus. We'll let you join, though, over in Victory Lane.
We'll bring a lot of beer.
Fun. Yeah. We don't have to bring a couple for these guys, Cole, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're under eight.
quickly, because I know you guys have got a ton to do. We're getting close to race time. Short track, are we going to see you at all? I know when we talked to you, what, a week ago or so, there could be a chance. We're going to see you out at Smyrna or in that dirt car?
Definitely not in the dirt car. We couldn't find any on the whole way down to Florida. It was raining the whole time, so I couldn't test. And them dirt guys are a little weird. They don't practice during the day. They just get in the thing and go race. So I'd like to go test for a day and try to figure out a dirt car rather than run out the back and hate it. So
Right.
And as far as New Smyrna, might have something in the works for a super. Todd Gillen's car's down here. He's running this weekend and then flying back for school. So his super's just sitting there, and if we can work out a deal, then you might see me in his car. If not, then I'll be there walking around supporting whoever I can, and I don't know. I'll be trying to get in the car, but I don't know.
Yeah. How about you, Gus? Any short track stuff this week? I know we got lots of action outside the walls of this place. Are you going to be out at the short tracks at all?
Absolutely. Our hauler and race team is over there waiting for me. Our first race is going to be Monday, and we'll run out through the rest of Speed Weeks. Really looking forward to that. I always have a good time at New Smyrna. It's a very fun track, and running those supers, you know, that's a whole other animal. It's a completely different race car from any other stock car, and they're a lot of fun. I can't wait to get over there.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, and for you guys to have a good run here tonight, everybody will be looking for you over there, I can guarantee it. We know Mason isn't going to be out at the short tracks. He's going to go back and do the owner thing and get things ready to go for Nashville. Final thoughts from you tonight, Mason. What do you think?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, thanks for having us back on the show here. I'm just looking for a really good race. We've had really, really strong cars from winter testing to practice qualifying here. Everybody's done their really, really good job. So just all about getting through those beginning laps, getting the fuel strategy played out, getting that pit stop taken care of, and then go racing from there on. So I just really appreciate our two drivers, everybody's support to get to this point. Now it's in all of our hands to go execute the race and win us this one.
It's going to be unbelievable. You don't want to miss it. The Lucas Oil 200. It's a kickoff to the ARCA 2016 season. It's going to be off the hook live from Daytona. That's Mason Mitchell. That is Gus Dean, along with Cole Powell. Watch them tonight. These guys are really going to be a threat to win this race. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, more from Daytona. Stay with us. Don't you move a muscle.
Again, reality. Reality Now is about changing the experience for our fan for the next 50 years and that reimagining of an American icon. We're excited that on top of all of the project that we've been working on, we get to kick off NASCAR season. We've got some great things planned for this year. The Sprint Unlimited, what a fantastic opportunity to engage our customer and get them involved in what we do. And lastly, the Daytona 500. We've made some great announcements. We are excited and ready to give fans a great experience. As NASCAR continues to reinvest in their sport and work on technology and those investments, we're doing the same thing in Daytona. We're planting our flag in the ground and spending $400 million to remake that customer experience and provide our fans the best experience in racing. So thank you very much and appreciate it today.
Give me strength. Give a soul a night.
Just imagine an app that has all your favorite features and functions in your social media networks without the rules and regulations that apply. It gives you a secure environment to communicate, to send messages, pictures, video, and live streaming. The Connects to Share mobile app is all that and more. The Connects to Share mobile app is custom designed for iPhone and Android and allows you to integrate your social media networks. The future is in your hands. Download Connects to Share.
Yeah, I've been all over the place. There's rednecks everywhere you go. How many rednecks we have here?
Sirius XM's Blue Collar Radio.
Somebody said one time, you took this word from being an insult into kind of a badge of honor.
You might be a redneck.
And it's hilarious.
When people come backstage and they're like, oh my God, you've been in our house.
My bosom swells with pride. My eyes are moist with tears.
You might be a redneck.
And you've got a hole in both your socks, so welcome to Blue Collar.
Sirius XM 97.
Words you don't want to hear when you're racing.
Our flames rolling up big.
Shut it down, get out of it.
But if you do, you'll need the ultimate in fire protection. For over 30 years, Leaf Racewear and Safety Equipment has been manufacturing high-quality, fire-resistant driver suits, undergarments, gloves, and shoes. With a full line of seatbelt harness systems, fuel your passion and confidence. Leaf Racewear ships worldwide. Get the ultimate in protection. Visit LeafRacewear.com.
Everybody, have a safe one.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. London Recreational, enjoy life to the fullest at home in your own paradise. K&K Insurance, insuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit BobbleheadsCanada.ca.
Champion Power Equipment is a market leader in power generation equipment. Designed and engineered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Champion's product line has expanded to now include dual-fuel portable generators and inverters, home standby generators with whole-house technology, V-twin engines, winches, log splitters, and more. With over 2.5 million generators sold in North America, Champion is a market leader. For a full listing of products, visit championpowerequipment.com. Champion Power Equipment, powering your life.
Racetime Radio.
Only on Sirius XM 167.
We get you closer. From the high banks of Daytona to the snow banks in Canada, we cover it all. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark.
Hey, shake and bake, Cal. Woo! Shake and bake!
Here on Racetime Radio.
And back with you live today at Daytona International Speedway. Man, what a feeling here at Daytona. The weather is, I would say, perfect for racing. The Lucas Oil 200 is coming up tonight live, of course, on Fox Sports 1, I do believe. But joining me now here on the stage, stage two in the fan zone, we got Nick Bonscher with me. What's going on, Nick? Okay, oh, hold on. I'll hit
let's try
button.
Again. We on now? There we go.
I got your button now.
Now you got the right button. But yeah, it's great to be down in Daytona. Appreciate you having me on. The weather is very nice, but yesterday was much better. It was 75 yesterday. But, you know, seeing from the far north, this is probably, what, summer for you guys down here?
This year is like, it's June weather right now.
June
it's just,
weather.
Just perfect. I did throw my...
I saw you got the hoodie thrown on there.
My old sweater on, because it is a little cool here in the shade. But, hey, this is a beautiful day.
For all intents and purposes, it's a beautiful day here in Daytona. There's no sign of rain. There's barely a cloud in the sky. Sun's out. It's a little windy, but other than that, you can't complain on race day.
I guess not. Nick Bonscher is the GM of GMS racing. So if you've never met Nick, you're going to get to know Nick lots this week. We're going to have some fun tomorrow night.
Definitely.
We're
going
to be at the Daytona Beach Resort. We're going to be live there. We've got Grant Enfinger going to join us. He's getting all set to go for his Camping World Truck Series debut, so to speak, with GMS.
GMS debut next week for him. So he gets down here tomorrow morning, and he's got a full jam-packed week between all his NASCAR meetings, his rookie seminars, his sponsor meetings, and all sorts of PR stuff he's got going on. So it's going to be a whirlwind for him, but I know he's looking forward to tomorrow night for sure.
What have you been up to all week? You've been down here since what, Wednesday?
Got down here Wednesday. That was when the ARCA garage opened. I came down here to get acclimated. The guys who are going to run all of our ARCA equipment this year, Brett Holmes Racing, driver Brett Holmes, his father Stacy Holmes, they came down here to, you know, meet all the ARCA officials, meet Ron Drager, the president of the series, do all their paperwork, and just, you know, kind of make face with everybody. So I walked them around, did everything with that for the last 2 days with them. And then I also ended up spotting for the number 48 car for Sean Corr of Empire Racing. They had a little predicament they got stuck in where their spotter had to be over in New Smyrna for the week. So I'd done a lot for Sean in the past, so they called me Wednesday afternoon, which was a tech day, and said, hey, we need you to spot all week. So I've been doing that for him. We had a really good session with him. We finished second in first practice. I believe it was 10th in the second practice and then a qualifying 10th. So
really? Yeah. Really? Yeah, some good guidance there. What was he like to work with? Sean is an incredibly quick driver. Sat out of the pole here. What was that? 2012, I think.
Yeah, two or 3 years ago he did.
Yeah,
for
something
sure.
Like that.
Sean's great. Him and his family, you know, I helped them out a lot. A couple years ago, I actually changed tires for him. And we leased him our pit crew for a while, and you know, I did some PR work for him and just kind of helped him his first full year in ARCA. I think it was 2010 or 2011, and just kept in touch ever since then. Done a little spotting work for him here and there and just kind of filled in when I had time and he needed somebody. So they were perfect, seamless transition.
Yeah, and you know, that's the cool part about you, Nick. You didn't start out your career here as the GM of GMS. You've gone through the ropes. You've done your deal.
Yeah, I like the joke that I've pretty much tried to touch every facet of racing. You know, some, you know, on purpose, some probably by accident. But actually, I grew up in Ohio, so I begged, plead, borrowed, you know, everything I could to get in over at Thor Sport Racing, the Camping World Truck team. Then it was just the 88 and the 13 truck, and got a job there thanks to their GM, who's still there today, David Pepper. He told me he'd give me a job, but I had to do it the Rusty Wallace way. I had to come in, I had to clean the bathrooms, I had to take the trash out, sweep the floors. I had to take flack from everybody, had to be hazed, had to, the whole nine yards. He said, if you make it through that first year, he said, you'll make it in racing. And I worked there for 2 years and moved down to North Carolina, went to college down in North Carolina and did everything mechanic. I worked in licensing. I helped sell diecast cars. I helped sell tickets for the track. I worked on Sirius when they first started the NASCAR channel. I mean, you name it, I tried to do it at pit crew, spotted, mechanic, and then, you know, got into PR, got into management, and just kept working my way from there.
Yeah, that's pretty well when I met you. You were in the PR mode, you and Joey Coulter,
yep.
A real young Joey Coulter with Coulter Motorsports, doing great things in ARCA and just starting to get that Camping World Truck Series thing going. That's about the part where I met you, and man, it's been a whirlwind since then. You have steadily gone up, and it's just been wild.
It's been a great trip for sure. You know, Joey and his dad Joe and Coulter Motorsports, you know, that was the big probably first push into the management and marketing and PR side for me. And, you know, we took them all over the place. And we got to meet, you know, great people like you and keep those relationships growing. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, went with Joey from Coulter Motorsports into RCR Racing and, you know, just and went from there. So and then got over to Gallagher Motorsports and GMS Racing and so on and so forth.
Haven't seen Joey Coulter at all down here at Speed Week so far. A lot of space around here, though. Is Joey kicking around?
Joey's actually going to be running World of Outlaws Super Late Models this year. So that's his, I believe he's running full-time. Last I had heard from him, and he actually, I think the first race was for him was a couple weeks ago at Screven, and I think he finished top 10, 10th, 11th, somewhere in there. So he's going to be doing that. He's expecting a baby girl with his new wife, Jessica, in June or July. So he's making a full swing in things in life.
He's going to be getting dirty, you can guarantee it.
Yes, definitely.
So it'd be safe to say he's probably out at Volusia getting some sort of testing and a little bit in?
I'm imagining he's in Volusia or Georgia or somewhere around there, but he'll be in Volusia for sure. And sprint cars were there last night, so whenever the sprint cars are done, super late models usually come in and vice versa. So he and Harold Holly, you know, who was his long-term crew chief in ARCA and trucks and everything, went from to RCR with him. Harold's in charge of Wolfpack Racing, Rum Runner Racing, which Joey races for, and crew chief's that. So they got a pretty good crew of guys there that travels around the country, and they'll definitely be traveling this year running the World of Outlaws schedule.
Oh, yeah, like 72 shows or something, those guys do.
It's a lot of races.
It's just off the hook, really.
Yeah, two, three shows a night, just nonstop. But, they call it vampire racing because you're always racing at night. You're sleeping during the day and then driving, you know, midday to the next track. So, it's fun. I followed World of Outlaws a little bit in 2007 when I worked for Chris Economaki at Speed Sport News and got to learn a lot about those guys and what they are. And there's a lot of dedication and heart in that series.
Yeah, there is. You see them when they come up into Canada, see them at a Suicune Speedway, and get a chance to see the guys and do a little reporting with them. It's cool. A good bunch of guys, too.
Great bunch of guys. From the series all the way down to the drivers and everybody. That's they say racing's a big family, and that truly is a big family because, you know, they only have two, three cars maximum. They have people meeting them on the road, dropping off cars, and they have crew guys helping each other. There's only two or three crew guys per car, and, you know, they're traveling every week, every day. So it's crazy.
If you're just tuned into Racetime Radio, welcome aboard. We come to you live today from the Sprint Fan Zone, stage number 2. In the infield at Daytona International Speedway, you can hear some cars ripping around in the background. Of course, that is the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Take into the racetrack, look up on the monitor, and I can see the number 19 of Carl Edwards flying around the racetrack in his Camry. Did you get a chance to watch any of the Sprint Cup testing and practicing for tonight's Sprint Unlimited, Nick?
I did get to watch a little bit of the Unlimited practice yesterday. I was up on the roof for ARCA qualifying, which was right before that. So as ARCA qualifying ended, they started. I got to watch some of that before I had to be down here for our debriefing meeting after qualifying. So those guys, they didn't waste any time in the offseason, that's for sure. Every one of them's ready to go. And, now they got just regular cup practice going on, and I know those guys are just as eager. So it'll be a really good race tonight for ARCA and for the Unlimited.
Yeah, some different looking paint schemes
on
some of these cars. It's so bright when you're here. The camera really doesn't do it justice, does it?
No, this is, you need to, if you've never been to a race, you need to come to a race because it's completely, a different sensory experience at the track. You know, you get the sights, the sounds, the smells, and, it's, you feel everything from the vibration of the motor as they go by to see the whirl of the colors and the numbers and, get to meet the drivers and just smell that burning Goodyear rubber. That's what everybody always wants to talk about, the burning Goodyear rubber and the Sunoco race fuel. So you get that, too, right in the face.
What do you think we're going to see tonight in that Sprint Unlimited? It is somewhat of a dog and pony show, but it is one that whenever you get racers that put a helmet on and you put, I don't care if it's a hot dog up, these guys go for it. They all want to win. They want the checkered flag. What do you think we're going to see tonight's race?
Man, it's just like the All-Star race. So in practice and all that, they're using it to practice for the 500. Everybody knows that. It's a different car. Usually it's different, tweaks here and there, different motor. But they're using it to get ahead, a leg up on the rest of the competitors for the 500. But once that race starts, you said it's no holds bar. Those guys are going for the glory. There's no points involved. They don't care. The crews tell them, hey, you tear that car up, that's fine. We're not using it for the 500. You're set for next week. So go out there, win us a trophy, win us some money, and have some fun.
Got to ask you your opinion on this. Tony got hurt. Tony Stewart, of course. And we see Brian Vickers going to jump behind the wheel of the number 14. Did you like the decision to put Brian Vickers in that car for tonight's race? Or were you a fan of maybe going to the next guy on the list?
Brian's a really talented racer, and as long as he's healthy, he's definitely the pick. And, from everything I've heard and seen, he's healthy. And in the situation that they were in with the short time span and what they needed to do to get those cars retrofitted for that race, Brian is a go-to guy. And I think Brian will be, do a great job if they put him in other races going forward. I've heard some stuff that they're going to potentially put a couple different drivers in it as they go. I think, a really good fit would be Justin Allgaier. I know there's a little bit probably more to that one because he's a lot smaller than most of these drivers, especially Smoke. So you got to get your weights redone in your car and your seats redone, everything like that. But that's probably, had a lot to do with their quick decisions. But I think Allgaier would do good. I think, Junior said he'd like to see any of his drivers. So I think Sadler would be a good pick. There's a lot of those guys out there that, I think will do a good job. And if they do decide to do multiple drivers, I think, those two or three guys right there that I mentioned would be the ticket.
I don't know how much bad luck a guy can have, but definitely Tony Stewart has been loaded with it here for the last little while. And it's good to hear that he is going to be back in the series. I haven't seen him at all around here, but I wouldn't doubt by the week's end, we're going to see Tony Stewart at least here in some facet, I would believe.
He actually did a live Periscope yesterday. I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, I didn't.
First time anybody's seen or heard from him. He was on the treadmill walking. I think it was about a 6 or 7 minute Periscope he did. And he answered all the fans' questions that they asked as he did it. And the doctors will not let him come to Daytona. He cannot come because he's not allowed to sit down. So basically what he told everybody is he either has to be standing up, walking on the treadmill, or he has to be laying completely flat. It's the only way his back will heal any quicker. He has a brace for his back, but he only can and should wear that when he's driving to and from doctor's appointments, and that should be the only time he's sitting or in a car. So he even said yesterday that, you know, Atlanta will probably be unlikely just to try to make sure he doesn't do anything to make that any more of a hindrance for him. He did say for sure he'll be back in the car at some point in time this year whenever he's cleared. He also said that he would not be at Daytona in 2017 as a racer. He'd be there as an owner manager, and this would still be his last year. He wouldn't run again next year. He was very optimistic. He said it was the worst wreck and the worst pain he'd ever been in going 5 miles an hour in a wreck.
Yeah.
So basically he came over that sand dune, he said, at going about 5 miles an hour. And it was a drop-off on the other end that nobody knew. It was a straight 90-degree drop-off, and it just nosed in. And he said he was wearing full gear, full safety gear, helmet, Hans, everything like that. But it's just the way it landed. It compressed his back, and there's just nothing you could do about that.
No, that just flat-out sucks that Smoke got hurt. Would have been interesting to see if he could have won his first Daytona 500 here. You know he's got the potential. And the setup to the season, the 14-car was really going to be one to watch. And I still believe the team is going to be one to watch this year.
Oh, absolutely. Stewart Haas Racing is one of the premier teams. And they put a lot into all their teams, no matter who it is. And Tony, he's said numerous times that throughout the offseason, this was the most he's prepared for a season in a long time. Said he was working out, said he'd lost something like 20 or 30 pounds. Been building up a lot of tolerance to heat and put on a lot of lean muscle. So, he was going to give this last season his all, and I still think he will. And depending on when he comes back, you could have another Kyle Busch, 2015 situation where he still can be in the chase and win the championship. So I wouldn't give out any hope yet if you're a Stewart fan. And, as they say, smoke will rise.
Yeah, he's going to rise. About, I'm going to say, maybe a month ago, we did a throwback Thursday photo, and it was a photo right from here at Daytona when Tony was in the Home Depot car, and it was his first year in the Home Depot car. And Sue got a great shot of him sitting in his car on pit road, and that was our throwback. And I put on that throwback photo, this is Tony's year. And, man, I sure do wish he was here for the Daytona 500 this year.
You can tell he definitely wanted to be here just by listening to him talk and what he's put out there so far. But, it won't be Daytona for him. I wouldn't say never. I bet you in a couple of years you'll probably see Tony run Daytona kind of like a Michael Waltrip does just to get that win. But as far as this year, next year, you won't. But I guarantee this year that Tony Stewart wins one or two races for sure, hands down, once he comes back, because he's going to have such a vengeance. He's going to want to do what Kyle did last year. So all those other guys better watch out.
Yeah, and he'll be driven when he gets here. That's going to be cool, and it'll be unreal to watch. See the M&M's Toyota flash by the Trioval right now here at Daytona. The 2015 NASCAR Sprint Cup champion. Quite a season for Kyle Busch last year. It's going to be interesting to see how he fires off tonight.
It'll definitely be interesting. A lot of ups and downs for Kyle last year. It was good to see him persevere through it all. And, he came back stronger and worked harder than ever. And, I think he's really going to move that into 2016. But there's a really strong field. And everybody saw what he did last year. And I think they're not going to, let him get away with so many wins and everything like that. So I think you'll have more multi-winners this year. There won't be as many people with 5-6 wins. I think, there'll be a lot of 1-2-3 wins for people. And it'll be a really interesting chase, come down to Richmond and Homestead.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting race tonight, the Sprint Unlimited race, and the precursor to that race, of course, the Lucas Oil 200. The ARCA presented by Menards Series is going to fire off here tonight at Daytona, and we got 40 cars that are going to make up the starting grid. Four teams went home.
Yes,
imagine that.
I've been there. I've been part of that, and it's – it's nail biting. You know, you got tech and you got qualifying and you're just here all week and it's Daytona. You want to be in Daytona. You want to be here. You want to race. You know, you didn't come just to go home. So, you know, I was really blessed last year to win Daytona. Been trying for 10 plus years coming down here in different series, and we won it last year with Grant, and you know, I want to win it again today with Sean Corr. So, you know, it'll be a really interesting race. It's a really good field, a lot of strong cars, and a lot of cars that are bunched up together, surprising with speed. So the Ilmor package has done a ton. That motor package for the series really brought everybody closer together. It's really helped boost, you know, everybody's on-track performance. And, you know, and then going forward, you know, when we go to Nashville in a month and a half, you'll see with the new composite body, which was debuted last year, and we actually won a couple races with the composite body, that's going to bring the field even tighter. So by 2017, 2018, when the composite body's everywhere, including Daytona and Talladega with the motor, you'll first through 30th, guarantee it'll be only maybe a half second difference.
Well, I think the reason why we don't see Spencer Gallagher and Grant Enfinger here today is because they have their butts inside one of these ARCA cars.
If they were here, they would definitely be in an ARCA car, without a doubt. I guarantee Spencer and Grant would be lobbying through the garage if they didn't have one, and they would find one for sure. You know, they both love this series and both have wins in the series. So they are, the three of them, you know, Johnny Sauter, Spencer Gallagher, Grant Enfinger, they're all focused on next week. I bet you right now they're all sitting at the shop, you know, making sure everything's right, going through everything. One last time, you know, crews have been working nonstop and tirelessly on everything, and the haulers leave Tuesday morning. So it'll be interesting. I know they're very focused and very driven, so it'll be a great year.
Spoke with Jim Trado earlier today, of course, up on Sprint Vision. You can see him here at the racetrack. You see him on Speed. Spoke with Jim Trado. He's pretty excited for today's ARCA race. So, Jim, who are you taking in this race? There's so many good, talented guys. He said one of 25 can win this race. Is it that's what he's got it narrowed down to. Got it narrowed all the way down, Joe, to 25.
It could be
guys.
Anybody. It really could be. It could be the pole sitter. It could be 30th place. It could be 15th place. You know, it's so hard to tell. You know, I think last year we started 17th, something like that, and we won. You know, and I've seen people on the pole win. So it's anybody's game. It's going to be just as much at every driver and competitor as it is on us spotters up top and the crew chiefs and the pit crews on pit road. So, you know, it's a full onslaught. We all have to be working together. And, you know, there's definitely a little bit of right place, right time involved in super speedway plate racing. So it'll be fun for sure. It'll be a great time. Everybody needs to tune in live on Fox Sports 1 because I think it'll be one of the best races we've had to date.
And 2 years before that, I can remember standing in that ARCA garage over there, and Grant was out of the race early with a 99-cent piece broke on his car. So
it happens.
It goes both ways. It can happen. It like I say, this is a magical place.
It is.
Dreams come true, but really nightmares are spawned here too.
Yes, you can be on a real big high 1 minute and then just absolutely heartbroken the next. So it's anything can happen. It's Daytona. You know, that's all you can say is it's Daytona. So, and speaking of that, I actually got to run to the spotters meeting before we get fined and have to start in the back. I don't think Sean would appreciate that.
Oh, so. No, you don't want to miss that. Nick, thanks so much for dropping in here. Really do appreciate it. Look forward to tomorrow night,
absolutely,
buddy.
Tomorrow night will be a blast.
We will be live on SiriusXM Channel 167. Nick, myself, and Grant. We'll even have Sarah. We'll try and get her to talk tomorrow night. What do you think? Do you think maybe we can get...
You never know. Grant's PR, Sarah, and Spencer, and Cole, and Johnny's PR, Heather, will be down. So, and I know there's a couple drivers that are staying over from the ARCA race, so I bet you'll have a blast. We'll have a good show, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be at the Reflections Bar, Daytona Beach Resort, and absolutely everyone is invited to come and sit with us, and we're going to have a blast tomorrow night. Nick, get to work.
I'm going.
Win a race. I'll see you in victory lane.
Absolutely.
If not, I will see you tomorrow night.
Well, thank you, and I will see you guys tomorrow.
That is GMS Nick Moncher. He is going to go to work. We're going to hit a break, and we will be back. When we come back, you're going to hear from Billy Venturini Sr. Yeah, I got a quick clip with him. Stay with us. We will be back.
Hi, this is David Pearson, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
SiriusXM.com/NASCAR. The location to vote for your favorite driver.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Danica Patrick.
Jimmy Johnson.
What shows are on throughout the day on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
The Morning Drive.
Creed and Feed.
SiriusXM Speedway.
Race schedules, sound clips from your favorite drivers.
And more.
tune in to SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Now available online at SiriusXM.com and on the SiriusXM app for smartphones. SiriusXM.com/NASCAR.
Shift into gear. It's Racetime Radio.
The offseason, it's done. Don't miss Racetime Radio. Sunday, February 14th at 7 p.m. Live from the Reflections Bar at the Daytona Beach Resort with ARCA 2015 champion and NASCAR Camping World Truck Series driver Grant Enfinger, plus GMS Racing General Manager Nick Moncher. We'll talk Truck Series and get you set for the Daytona 500.
Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM 167.
Words you don't want to hear when you're racing.
Our flames rolling up big.
Shut it down. Get out of it.
But if you do, you'll need the ultimate in fire protection. For over 30 years, Leaf Racewear and Safety Equipment has been manufacturing high-quality, fire-resistant driver suits, undergarments, gloves, and shoes with a full line of seatbelt harness systems. Fuel your passion and confidence. Leaf Racewear ships worldwide. Get the ultimate in protection. Visit LeafRacewear.com. ConnectStashear is a new mobile application designed to be a one-stop for all digital communication. Join the first social media network built for mobile and send private messages by text, voice, picture, or video. Build a private group for secure communications or public groups to build a following. ConnectStashear even offers live streaming. Business accounts include access to the first ever e-shopping platform in a social media network. Go to ConnectStashear.com. Download ConnectStashear from your Apple or Google Play store for free today. Share life as you live it with ConnectStashear.
Racetime Radio to go.
Streaming live or on demand.
Grab the free app
at racetimeradio.com.
Why not drive for a company that you own? Employee-owned long-haul trucking, each mile on the road means more money in your pocket. Award-winning Long Haul is looking for hardworking owner-operators and company drivers ready for a high-paying career with quality home time. Long Haul invests in you with top pay and benefits and is backed up by a big-time support system. Log on to longhaultrucking.com for details. Running on the power of promises kept, that's Long Haul Trucking.
Champion Power Equipment is a market leader in power generation equipment. Designed and engineered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Champion's product line has expanded to now include dual-fuel portable generators and inverters, home standby generators with whole-house technology, V-twin engines, winches, log splitters, and more. With over 2.5 million generators sold in North America, Champion is a market leader. For a full listing of products, visit championpowerequipment.com. Champion Power Equipment, powering your life.
We're back
from the world center of speed.
It's Racetime Radio live at Daytona. Now, here's your host, Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
And I am back. Welcome back, everybody, to Daytona International Speedway. Going to be a great race tonight. The Lucas Oil 200 at Daytona. It's the beginning to the 2016 season for the ARCA presented by Menard Series. How about it? Cole Custer on the pole, going to lead him to green here in just a few short hours. We're here at Daytona, set up on stage number 2 in the sprint fan zone. If you get here to the racetrack, you want to take a walk through the sprint fan zone. You can get up close to the drivers from the outside of the racetrack. You've probably seen it on Fox or on MSNBC, where you can look right into the garage, pass some stuff through, and these drivers will, if they're in there, will be more than happy to sign some stuff for you and slide it back through. Truly a cool spot to be in February is Daytona International Speedway. Lots of races coming up this week. Of course, today we have the Sprint Unlimited tonight. We've got the ARCA 200 tomorrow. Qualifying will take place for the Daytona 500. Now, the front row will be set tomorrow, so you can depend on that here at the racetrack. And then Monday, kind of a quiet day. Not really too much happening here at the Speedway. The action and attention will turn to the short tracks. New Smyrna Speedway, the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing is going on at New Smyrna. It's well underway out there. You can check it out if you like online. You can watch it. Get to fanschoice.tv, and you'll be able to watch the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing. Now, I do believe the NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series race that will take place at the Speedway tomorrow night will not be seen on Fans Choice. You'll have to double check that, but I don't believe that race will be on Fans Choice, as it will be part of the TV package for the NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series. But I can tell you something right now. Sarah Cornaching is out at New Smyrna Speedway doing some testing with her K&N car that she's going to be running, and she is going to whip back here to Daytona, and when she does, she's going to drop by, and probably about a half hour from now, we can depend on Sarah to come by, and we'll get a couple words with her before she goes green in tonight's Lucas Oil 200. Sarah Cornaching from BC had a top 10 finish in points for ARCA last year, and she will be in tonight's race. She is qualified in the 12th starting position, and that's where she is going to roll off. She's got a great number two car. Seen Tony as well yesterday. Was hoping to get a quick clip with them, but couldn't catch up with Sarah again after qualifying was over. It'll be interesting to see how this one all shakes out at the World Center of Racing, Daytona International Speedway. We've got perfect weather conditions, I might add. Crystal clear blue skies. Temperature probably around, I'm going to say, about 65, 68 degrees. The track temperature will be up a little bit higher than that. And to set the scene for you right now here at the Speedway, we've got the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series on the racetrack. It's Daytona 500 testing and practicing that they're doing right now. I look up on the big screen, the Sprint fan vision here at the racetrack, and I can see Joey Logano's Pennzoil car whipping around the Speedway, pinning it nice and low all the way around the tri-oval. He is going to be one of those cars to keep your eye on, and let's see who's going fast right now. At the top of the board, the number 41 of Kurt Busch sets the speed of 194 miles an hour. The 88, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is second. The 13 of Casey Mears in that third slot. And fourth, the 16 car, Kyle Busch in the fifth spot. And the 20 car is back in sixth right now. Joey Logano, seventh position on the speed chart as we speak here from Daytona. But tonight's Lucas Oil 200 is really going to be a dynamite race. You don't want to miss it. You can catch it live on Fox Sports 1. And for fans in Canada that may not be able to get Fox Sports 1, you want maybe to get that Google machine out and see if you can find it online. I can well imagine someone will be you streaming it or something like that. So just search it out. You don't want to miss this race. Earlier today, I got the opportunity to catch up with a guy that I always looked up to and I have for years, Billy Venturini Sr. He is the owner of Venturini Motorsports, and I got a quick word with Billy just before we came and did the live broadcast. So here's a quick clip with Bill Venturini. Well, look at this. We got Bill Sr. with us. Billy Venturini, what do you think? You've got your bike here. You got your teams all ready to go. And we got clear skies at Daytona. You ready?
Beautiful weather here. Yeah, I got to get this scooter fixed. Time for a new one, I guess.
The boys have beat it up, or you have one or the other?
Nah, definitely the guys. I don't beat it up. But looking forward to this tonight, this afternoon, this evening, whatever. 34th year I've been here? Okay, it's in 34 years that I've been coming here. So kind of neat. Love Daytona. Glad we have such good weather today. And got some good fast cars, so I'm excited, you know. But Daytona always seems to give you the unexpected, so we're kind of just hoping we can get through it all.
You know what it's like to be in Victory Lane here too. You were in Victory Lane just a couple of years ago, and I know it was a magic moment. One of those today would be just perfect.
Oh, it'd be really perfect. Yeah, finally, 2013 it was, I think, when we were in Victory Lane. So, yeah. Definitely want to get back into Victory Lane here, but And I've got, you know, I'm really excited about having Tom Hessert with us all year on the 25 car. And then, you know, the young and up-and-coming prodigy, William Byron. That kid's going to be something to watch in the next couple of years. So, and then we got the KG Old veteran, Mark Thompson. So we're good. We've covered the gamut. We got the youngest to, like, I think, almost the oldest. So we're excited.
You guys have turned out so many young drivers that have gone on to do great things with Venturini Motorsports and into this sport. Look back over those years, Bill. Is it the same today as what it was back in the day, or are things getting better?
I don't know if they're getting better. They're different. Thank goodness that my son, Billy, when we made this decision to do what we're doing about 9 or 10 years ago, he had the foresight to see where the industry was going, where ARCA was going, where we fit in, and he took the reins and ran with it and made us what we are. Yeah, you mentioned about how many drivers we've had. I think we were going through this the other night. I think there's been, throughout the years, and I've been doing this 46 years, or 43 years, I think we have 158 different drivers that have driven for me. And right now, between the Cup Series, Truck Series, and Nationwide, we've got 26 drivers that are running in the NASCAR Series. So our record pretty well proves itself that we can develop some good talent, and I give that credit to my son Billy because he's the one that pretty well scouts them all.
How important is it to start the year out with a win at Daytona? Does it do much for the full season picture, or is this just one of those ones you really like to win? How important is it?
It's one of 20 races. I hate to say that. Yeah, it's Daytona, and you want to win Daytona. But it doesn't set the precedence for the whole year. But you don't want to get behind the eight ball here. You don't want to be caught up in a wreck and finish, you know, 30th on back. To win would be great, but actually to come out of here tonight with three whole race cars, you know, that's a feat in itself. And believe me, being the owner, that's my first concern, is to make sure I have three race cars when the race is over. And if that happens, usually we're in the top 10. So it'd be a good start for the season.
The eyes in the sky are going to play a big role in tonight's race.
Oh, they're a big part in the whole race.
Well, kiss of the Italian. Look at that.
Definitely spotter plays. Your spotter here in Talladega is almost as important as the driver, because he sees what's developing a lot cleaner. He sees it a lot clearer than the driver does, and he's got to direct him which lane to go to and what, you know, what to do. And if you get a bad spotter, you end up in a wreck, you know. So we're very fortunate. We've got, you know, kick butt spotters that work for us here. So I'm not too concerned about that.
I know Billy and Thomas really have their hands on the controls. What will you be doing tonight through the Lucas Oil 200? Will you be monitoring all three teams? What's your role?
Yeah, I monitor all three through my headsets. I scan all three channels. But I'll be on the 25 pit box all year. Billy will be on the 55 pit box, and my wife Kathy, she'll be on the 66 pit box. We split one family member per team, and we'll be on those pit boxes all year long. And then between me and Billy, we'll communicate through our private channel if we want to talk about anything. So that's pretty good. And our crew chiefs, we're very confident in our crew. Well, Billy's a crew chief of the 55, so.
Right.
But between Jeff McClure on the 66 and Ryan, we call him Pickle, on the 25, they're real good. And this way they can concentrate on some stuff race-wise, and then me and Billy will sometimes talk strategy while they're worrying about other things. So it's going to be good.
I know it's going to be incredible. Three different teams for Venturini Motorsports in the race tonight. But come Victory Lane, I can imagine three become one happy family.
The rule is with all of our employees and everyone that works, one team wins, we all go to Victory Lane. We're a family team, as everyone knows, and our employees are taught that from day one. Granted, they each work on their own separate cars, but when it comes to sharing in victories, just like our you know, we share it with all the employees. There's no favoritism. And when we require all of our employees to go to victory lane no matter which team wins.
But there's only one that gets to kiss the Italian.
Well, yeah, the Italian gets to kiss the winner.
Billy, good luck tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great catching up with Bill Venturini Sr. They are over in the garage area getting things ready to go as we speak for tonight's Lucas Oil 200. The Venturini cars, the number 55 of William Byron, is going to roll off second here tonight at the World Center of Racing. The number 25, that's the one that Billy used to drive way back in the day. It will be the number 25 of Tom Hessert here tonight and all season long. Tom Hessert, and we'll hear a clip with Tom. I caught up with him after qualifying. We'll hear that in a couple minutes, but I did catch up with him. Tom Hessert, one of those crafty veterans in ARCA competition. He is one that could really get the job done here tonight at the World Center of Racing. And the third team to the Venturini Motorsports group that are here tonight, the number 66 of Mark Thompson, another driver that can get it done, is Mark Thompson. It's going to be interesting to see how these guys all shake out. The starting order for tonight's race, we'll go through a few of them. Won't be able to get through all of them here, but we'll get through a couple of them. Starting on the pole, the number 54 of Cole Custer. That's who's going to be driving that 54 car. Did a great job in qualifying yesterday here at Daytona. In second spot, the 55, William Byron. In third, the 77 of Chase Briscoe, another driver that really has got a shot at tonight's race. You got to watch Chase in this one. The 25 of Tom Hessert will roll off fourth. In fifth spot, the 2013 winner, I do believe, John West Townley in the 05 will roll off in fifth spot. In sixth, the number 78, we heard from Cole Powell earlier, he is going to roll off in that sixth spot. Mark in the 52 is going to roll off in seventh. In eighth spot, look for Derek Lancaster. He is driving the number 83. In ninth spot, the number 69 of Will Kimmel will start off in that ninth spot. And in 10th, the Empire entry of Sean Corr. So those are the top 10 starters. In 11th spot, the 38 car of Gray Golding. He's also got a real good opportunity, good piece here at Daytona. In 12th spot, Sarah Kornaching in the 2. In 13th spot, it's the number 6 of Josh Williams. He is, in that 13th spot. 14th, the number 5 of Bobby Gerhart. Bobby has won 8 times here at Daytona International Speedway in ARCA Racing. Spoke with Bobby earlier yesterday. He's going to be a busy cat here at Daytona. You're not only going to see him in today's ARCA race, you're also going to be able to catch him. He's going to try and qualify for the truck race and for the Xfinity race that comes up here next Saturday. So you can watch for Bobby Gerhart. He is going to be one that is, if you don't pick him to be a favorite, I would be surprised. So quick word with Tom Hessert. I did get a chance to speak with him yesterday. Here he is.
Definitely a good starting spot. The Venturini Toyota has been pretty strong all day and yesterday as well. Qualifying, it's tough. You know, you're kind of limited with just really 3 laps on track in a small group. But like you said, fortunate to have a good starting spot.
How about pitting tomorrow? How are you guys on this new General tire? What's it like?
General tire's done a phenomenal job. The tire's been great. It seems very durable. It shouldn't really see a lot of tire wear that'll dictate pitting. I think pitting will be more based on fuel mileage. So probably a one-stop race, hopefully, and stay out of trouble.
So not much with tires. You probably won't have to pit for them. You don't pick up much?
No, not really. Tires won't be a factor at all, I wouldn't say, in tomorrow's race. So I'm pretty confident what General Tire's been doing. They brought a nice product for us.
Experience is definitely going to be part of this race when we hit the Lucas Oil 200, and that's something you got a lot of.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate to be here quite a few times, quite a few times more than a lot of the kids here. So it's going to be an interesting race. There's definitely a lot of inexperience tomorrow, but I think our Florida Lottery Toyota will be pretty strong.
How do you balance that out? As a veteran in this sport, How do you balance that out when you got a bunch of new kids? One day you were new, and you're going to be dealing with a bunch. How do you balance it?
Well, it's tough. I mean, look, you try to lend as much advice as you can if somebody comes and asks you. Ultimately, they got to learn out there just like everybody else has. And, you know, a lot of young, talented kids in good race cars, and I'm sure they'll do a good job. But the best bet is to get out front, and then you don't have to worry about it.
And that is Tom Hessert. He will roll off in that number 25 car tonight. He's going to roll off in the... lost my sheet now. I've got to have a look at it. He's going to roll off fourth in the starting grid for the Lucas Oil 200. It's going to be a dynamite race. I want to remind you all that our live broadcasts here from Daytona are all presented by Connects to Share. What a great app. Have a look at it at connectstoshare.com. A little bit later in the week, you're going to want to have that on your electronic device as Connects to Share is going to join us here at the racetrack. You're going to be able to catch a little sneak peek live stream of what we're doing here at the racetrack as well with some of our guests. And we've got a lot of guests lined up throughout the course of the week. You're going to hear from some NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers. Of course, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series will come up, and their race goes on Friday night under the lights here at Daytona. And we're going to hear from some Xfinity drivers. Ray Black Jr. is going to join us. We've got a great stellar lineup of guests throughout the course of the week. So we got live broadcasting from here today. Again, tomorrow we will be live from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. And we look forward to doing that live from the Daytona Beach Resort at the Reflections Bar. Grant Enfinger, along with Nick Montour and myself, will have a whole host of other guests that will stop by and join us through that live broadcast. If you're in the Daytona Beach area, make sure you come out and join us. It's going to be a blast, you can guarantee it. Okay, we're going to have a quick break here, and we will be back with more live from Daytona International Speedway. Stay with us.
Hey, race fans, this is Trevor Bain, and I'm glad you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Hi, this is Adam West, driver of SOS number 30, ODLM number 92. Just want to remind all the fans that asphalt's for getting there, but dirt is for racing.
Oh, no, I know. It goes asphalt's racing on dirt, you're planting potatoes. But I ain't saying that.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy.
Champion Power Equipment is a market leader in power generation equipment. Designed and engineered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Champion's product line has expanded to now include dual-fuel portable generators and inverters, home standby generators with whole house technology, V-twin engines, winches, log splitters, and more. With over 2.5 million generators sold in North America, Champion is a market leader. For a full listing of products, visit championpowerequipment.com. Champion Power Equipment, powering your life.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. London Recreational, enjoy life to the fullest at home in your own paradise. K&K Insurance, insuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at dawsondental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit bobbleheadscanada.ca.
Hi, I'm Ron Bennington.
And Fez Watley.
The Ron and Fez Show on SiriusXM. Talks with the greatest minds in comedy and entertainment. Seth Rogen.
I feel like pot dealers are really taking a hit for society. Everyone wants weed, but no one wants to hang out with them.
Kevin Smith.
Once we sold Clerks, we were owned by Disney. Somebody would hand me a ticket with Mickey Mouse picture on the front of it, tell me my travel arrangements. Well, I feel like I work for a mouse. And I never regretted it.
The Ron and Fez Show. Weekdays at noon East. SiriusXM Comedy Hits 99.
Or listen on the SiriusXM app.
Words you don't want to hear when you're racing.
Our flames rolling out big.
Shut it down, get out of it.
But if you do, you'll need the ultimate in fire protection. For over 30 years, Leaf Racewear and Safety Equipment has been manufacturing high-quality, fire-resistant driver suits, undergarments, gloves, and shoes. With a full line of seatbelt harness systems, fuel your passion and confidence. Leaf Racewear ships worldwide. Get the ultimate in protection. Visit LeafRacewear.com.
All right, buddy, I'm safe.
Shift into gear. It's Racetime Radio.
The off season, it's done. Don't miss Racetime Radio, Sunday, February 14th at 7 p.m., live from the Reflections Bar at the Daytona Beach Resort with ARCA 2015 champion and NASCAR Camping World Truck Series driver Grant Enfinger, plus GMS Racing General Manager Nick Moncher. We'll talk Truck Series and get you set for the Daytona 500.
Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM 167.
Tickets are moving fast for the Daytona 500 on Sunday, February 21st. And it's your one chance to be a part of the biggest race in a generation. The all-new Daytona is 31 million pounds of steel, forged by racing's greatest legends in the heat of battle for the most coveted trophy in NASCAR. The 2016 Daytona 500. Now, forever. Seats at the all-new Daytona will sell out. Guarantee yours now at 1-800-PITSHOP or Daytona500.com.
ConnectStageer is a new mobile application designed to be a one-stop for all digital communication. Join the first social media network built for mobile and send private messages by text, voice, picture, or video. Build a private group for secure communications or public groups to build a following. ConnectStageer even offers live streaming. Business accounts include access to the first ever e-shopping platform in a social media network. Go to ConnectStageer.com. Download ConnectStageer from your Apple or Google Play store for free today. Share life as you live it with ConnectStageer.
As a public service, Racetime Radio salutes the folks back home.
Warm thoughts. Warm thoughts.
What?
It's a matter of mind over matter. See, I want to think real warm thoughts.
Now, live from Daytona Beach, it's Racetime Radio. And now, live from Daytona Beach,
the speed capital of the world,
it's Racetime Radio.
And your host, Joe Chisholm.
You got to love Andy. Andy, thanks so much, you funny guy. Welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio. Live today on the stage, stage number two at Daytona, in the Sprint Fan Zone. If you're here at the racetrack, make sure you stop on by and see us. Or if you're coming to the racetrack, we're going to be broadcasting live again Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all from the same location. Tomorrow night, we'll be live from the Daytona Beach Resort down on A1A. We're going to be live from the Reflections Bar in there, and we sure hope that you can join us. Come on out. Be part of the fun. We're going to be set up in the bar 2 hours live on SiriusXM Channel 167, and it will go from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow night. So mark it on your calendar. We have Grant Enfinger going to come out. Nick Moncher, you heard from Nick earlier today. He is the general manager of GMS Racing. Plus, we'll have a whole pile of ARCA guys that are going to stay in Daytona and, of course, take in some race action here at the World Center of Racing. But, hey, we're fortunate enough to have, we got Matt Nix going to join us. He is a radio host. He's got his own radio program, Racing Nation. And let's welcome him in. What's going on, Matt? What's happening? Got to turn
there
it
you
on.
Go.
There you go.
Yeah, flip switch, turn dial. It's one of those things. Radio guys, we'll understand that.
That's what happens. So how are you today?
I'm doing great, man. Appreciate the offer to come out here and join you for a little while and hang out in this beautiful new revamped Daytona Rising that's amazing.
Joey spent the wad, didn't he?
I talked to him a little earlier today, and I asked him, I said, what is next for Daytona International? And he said, can't we just enjoy this for a little while?
Yeah, really. I don't know what they could do to this place now.
That's my question is, how can you, 2.5 years this project was going on, and we were sitting here on pins and needles, bated breath, waiting to see how it turned out. And, oh my goodness, it's amazing. And now it's like, well, what else do you have in store for us? What are we going to do now?
Yeah. Other than have some dynamite races, that is coming up.
There is races here too, by the way.
Yeah. Loads of it. We're going to see some real good racing tonight. The Lucas Oil 200 is going to kick it off for ARCA. What are your thoughts heading into, first of all, the ARCA race?
Well, the ARCA race, let's back up just a little bit and talk about yesterday. And qualifying was kind of a fiasco a little bit. I mean, a lot of teams were taken by surprise at the change in the qualifying format. There's some names out there. I mean, you have to keep your eye on. I mean, Cole Custer took the pole yesterday in amazing fashion. And let's face it, he is just a force to be reckoned with on the track. Then we have, you know, the little team that could, Josh Williams, that number six Musselman's powered machine that he's got this year. He is, I believe, eighth in practice, 17th, 16th in qualifying. I just don't think he had the draft to keep up.
Yeah.
When that big pack starts moving, look for him to move forward.
Yeah, it was kind of a different qualifying session. I've never seen five cars on the racetrack here at this racetrack. And I know I missed last year. My mom passed away last year, so I wasn't able to make it to Daytona. First time in like 22 years that I wasn't here. But needless to say, I'd never seen that style of qualifying with five cars on the racetrack. And speaking with Tom Hesser, talking with a lot of the guys over on pit road yesterday, as they were waiting to go out for qualifying, they were all saying somewhat the same thing. Man, this is a real, real long shot to try and get the pole for this race.
Exactly. I mean, in how the format was set up with the slower cars, faster cars, it really threw for a crapshoot. But it was great for the fans, great for the people watching, great for the people listening on the radio. It was. Everyone was, you know, pins and needles again, waiting to see what was going to happen with this qualifying effort. And you had teams that went out and set fast time, and then teams that had set fast time in practice were way down the pole.
Yeah.
So when the teams that did come out, that end up, you know, Cole Custer did take the pole eventually, it was just wow.
Yeah.
That last group that came out, they were cooking.
And they were. They really lit it up, and they're going to tonight for the Lucas Oil 200. Matt, tell us about your program, where we can hear your program, and tell us a bit about you guys. I just met you here today.
Well, you know, Racing Nation's been broadcasting for about 7 years now, NBC Sports Radio. We started out actually in a little Ocala station, about an hour west of here, and have kind of moved up since then. You can actually listen to us online. You can listen to us from RacingNationRadio.com. We have a live feed there as well. And all the links to all the stations that we're accessible on. We have 7 different locations across the state of Florida right now. And moving on up every day.
Good stuff. So a lot of pre-race shows. What do you guys do? You got a weekly program that you do?
We do. We have actually 2 times a week. We have Saturday morning on NBC Sports Radio. And then Wednesdays that are a simulcast across the state. It's a midweek report on Wednesdays and then a pre-race on Saturdays. I mean, the best way to put it.
All NASCAR,
IndyCar, Formula One, dirt track racing, you name it. As long as there's wheels, tires, and a motor, one of them, we'll talk about it. We'll even do motocross from time to time.
Good for you. We're somewhat the same on Racetime Radio. We do live flag-to-flag races in Canada. We do that pretty well coast to coast, but in the winter, of course, we're Canadian up there. We race everything, including snowmobiles. So the CSRA and the ISOC series in the U.S., from a snowcross base, we cover those guys and make them part of the program each and every week throughout the course of the winter. But, it's great. Racing all the way around is what we love.
Exactly. Now, from a racer standpoint myself, I've been in just about anything under the sun, drove it, rode it, you name it, motocross to Indy cars. I've driven one. The fact of the matter is, though, the only thing I have not strapped myself onto or threw a leg around is a snowmobile. Born, raised in Florida, right here, Sunshine State boy all the way. If there's snow on the ground, I run. So I've never had the opportunity to jump on a snowmobile, and I have tons of friends that have said that's something you need to try.
Oh, absolutely. Have you watched an ISOC broadcast? Have you done that yet?
I have. And I've watched some snowmobile racing, and those guys are nuts.
Oh, yeah. Tucker Hebert and all of those guys. There's some dynamite snowcross race teams. They're going to go back to it. Their next race comes up next weekend, and they are at Route 66. They're going to be at Chicagoland.
Well, see, now we're sitting here. It's a little chilly for me today. I mean, I got a big heavy coat on, but that's because, like I said, thin blood here. I'm Florida boy. But, I run from snow.
Yeah.
So those boys racing out there on snowmobiles, they can have that.
They can have
it. I want to try it one time.
Right.
But I'm still looking for the heated, warm suit that I can wear while I'm outside.
Now, you don't do the show Racing Nation yourself. You got Sean?
I have Sean Sullivan. He's a co-host. He does a lot of other things behind the scenes for me. Great guy. I've known him for quite a few years now. He actually came onto the show. It was just me for quite a long time. He came on the show as my Formula One correspondent super knowledgeable on Formula One, and I've kind of taught him the ropes when it comes to dirt car, NASCAR, IndyCar. Formula One guy, they're kind of have blinders on sometimes.
Yeah, they do. They do. And I got to be honest, I've not ventured off into the Formula One spectrum of racing. We try and keep things between the roll cage, if you will, on Racetime Radio. Do a lot of coverage of NASCAR and short track racing. Will you guys be taking in any of the action out there at New Smyrna Speedway or Volusia County Speedway?
Well, we were actually at Volusia last night.
How was it?
Racing was great. Track was marvelous. It was a little dry slick, but those World of Outlaws guys were wheeling it. Night before last, they actually had somebody run a 12-6.
Really?
12-6 in a 410 sprint. Phenomenal. You know, Steve Kinsler's been out there all week. He's been tearing it up. Brad Sweet. Those guys are spectacles to come watch. And if you've never come to Daytona for a Speed Weeks in the Daytona International Speedway and been able to go over to Volusia or New Smyrna and take in what's going on over there, you have got to make the trip here.
Oh, yeah. It's a race fan's dream, really. They don't realize it if they haven't been here. But I'll tell you, once you come to Speed Weeks here in Florida, you're going to do two things. You're going to come back, and you're going to definitely take home a case of oranges when you come here. The oranges are incredible.
And I'm sorry if you have done it and you've not taken in the full time frame that's available here. You know, today's Saturday. You know, we got the ARCA race going on. We got the Sprint Unlimited. But there was stuff going on here in Volusia County last week.
Yeah.
Last week, there was racing going on at Volusia Speedway Park. They have their Winter Nationals going on, Dirt Car Nationals. There's Bubba Raceway Park just down the road here. They're having their Winter Nationals as well. You can come here. You can spend 2-3 weeks solid and watch every form of racing under the sun right here. Right here.
Yeah, you're fortunate, man. You're living right in the right spot. Gets hot as hell.
Yeah,
right,
July
in the summertime.
July race here at Daytona International, it can be a little toasty. I mean, I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it for you, and it can be a little toasty. But with this new Daytona Rising project they have going on here, how the stands are set up, what they have underneath the grandstands there for accommodations for race fans is spectacular.
Yeah, unbelievable. The $400 million, you can see it in this facility. I haven't had time yet to get over and ride the 40 escalators that are here at the Speedway or the elevators, the neighborhoods, the network neighborhoods that are all laid out for fans to get free Wi-Fi. There's a lot of bonuses to buying a ticket these days here at Daytona.
There is a lot of bonuses. And even on top of that, the added bonuses that we don't even talk about as media personality is what you can get here at Daytona International as a fan. You know, we talk about VIP treatments and press in the boxes, you know, box seats. And everybody always, you want to experience that at least once in your life. But let's face it, it's not affordable. It's very expensive. Well, Joey Chitwood and the team here at Daytona International Speedway have put together packages where you can buy that VIP experience at an affordable cost. Much more affordable than what it used to be several years ago. With the expansion of the press of the VIP boxes that they have, they actually have little island areas where you can have that VIP experience and a box set at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're just tuned into Racetime Radio, welcome aboard. Live today at the World Center of Racing, Daytona International Speedway. We're set up in the Sprint Fan Zone. I got Matt Nix with me. He is chasing... Not chasing racing, but it's Racing Nation. What a spot here for fans. You look over the garages. We can just see them just away from us here. Fans can go up to the garages, stick whatever they want under there. If the driver happens to be walking by, it's not uncommon to get an autograph.
Oh, it's definitely not. You see fans stick all kinds of things. And then you actually see crew members and drivers handing things out as well. A lot of times here at Daytona International Speedway, whenever there's some kind of accident on track, which we do see quite often here, there's parts and pieces of bodywork and stuff like that. You will see those being handed out. Tonight, more than likely, you will see pieces being handed out through those garage door slots.
Yeah, you never know here at Daytona. The Lucas Oil 200 tonight, who are you taking in that race?
You know, anytime there's a super speedway race, I have this thing on my phone. It's called a random number generator. And I usually do it from 1 through whatever the field is at this, at that time. It used to be 43 for Sprint Cup Series. Now I have to drop that down to 40. And I do a random number generator. And I go with whoever, whatever place that happened to be. And that's my pick for those races.
Scientific way of choosing. Yeah.
You know, I have picked 3 of the last 4 Daytona 500 winners that way.
Did you really?
So last year everyone laughed at me when I said, I'm taking Joey Logano. And when he wheeled it into victory lane, they said, okay, that's 2 in a row for you. We might have to go with your theory there.
It didn't tell – your theory didn't tell you, though, that Matt was going to take him out at Martinsville, right?
No, there was no – well, after Kansas, I think everyone knew eventually Matt was going to take him out. That was just a waiting to happen.
Yeah, pretty wild. Tonight's Sprint Unlimited. Who are you thinking for that race? Of course, no points. It's all – prestige, money, and a checkered flag for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series tonight. Under the lights, with the conditions we've got, who are you going to take in tonight's Sprint Unlimited?
Under the lights, with the conditions we have, I have to go with one of the fan favorites, or the fan favorite, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Let's face it, he's marvelous here. He's had a good car all week. Practice, both practices so far. He's been strong. He's great in the draft. And I think he has his daddy's ability there. I think he can see the draft.
He loves this racetrack. He really does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can see it. You can see the sparkle in his eye when he comes through the gate here. He has a different persona about him when he walks through the garage when he's here at Daytona International Speedway compared to any other race on the circuit.
And a lot of drivers, or some, I shouldn't say a lot, but there are some drivers that the first words they'll say is typical restrictor plate racing, and that's why I hate it.
Exactly. Not Dale Earnhardt Jr. He loves the typical restrictor plate racing. Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I know you're pretty knowledgeable on this. What is your take on the new digital dash systems that NASCAR has deducted this year?
Well, I think they're cool. I think it's a good idea. I think it's, you know, the next evolution of dashes, so to speak, and of course NASCAR is going to lead the way. Where my concern would come in, if you let these guys, it's not a typical race team anymore that we used to see, Matt, back in the day, where you would show up with a race car and do something a little bit funky to make your car a little bit quicker than the next guy. What we see here today, especially in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, are engineers and wizards when it comes time for electronics. With that being the case and the new dash that we've got in these race cars, who knows where it's going to end up and what they can get for an advantage with those cars?
My first question when NASCAR first started talking about this digital dash, and I had the same theory as you. Let's face it, there's a lot of smart guys here. They're way smarter than me and you probably put together. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
There's some smart guys here, and I don't know how it works. I don't know how they can do it. But let's just say there's two buttons on that steering wheel. There's a radio button they can push. Maybe they tap it 3 times, and now that lo and behold, we have a pit limiter.
Yeah, we got a pit limiter. There's lots of advantages that one could get.
That's just the one thing that I thought of.
NASCAR and the team that they've got assembled to keep these cars teched is going to try and stay one step ahead. We always know they're one step behind, but trust me, when they figure it out, I don't think I'd want my name attached to it. If someone gets caught doing something like that, they will set an example.
Oh, they're definitely going to set an example. And, you know, coming from a long family of racers,
mm-hmm.
I was been told at a young age, it's the team's job to cheat, and it's the sanctioning body's job to catch them.
Yeah. And back when I owned a racetrack, I had a racetrack up in Canada, and I used to always tell my guys, look it, I'm not going to get mad at you for cheating, but don't you get mad at me for catching you.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Two-way street, right?
Definitely.
It's going to be amazing. A busy week. We're going to see. We're going to set the front row for the Daytona 500 tomorrow. Qualifying comes up for the front row only, and the rest of it will start. We'll get you your starting spot for the Can-Am Duel that's going to take place on Thursday. We've got the truck race on Friday night under the lights here at Daytona. Always exciting. And then, of course, Xfinity on Saturday and the Great American Race, the Daytona 500, comes Sunday. What are you guys up to all week long? I take it you're going to be somewhat like me and glued here.
Well, I'm definitely glued here. Actually, I'm leaving here tomorrow morning. I'm going to go home, spend some time with the family on Valentine's Day. There's a little girl, Anya Kale, and that's actually Josh Williams had her plastered on the side of the car last year. A little girl has leukemia. Her birthday is tomorrow, so I'm gonna head home, go spend some time with the family. We're all gonna head over to her place for her birthday party tomorrow. I will be back here Tuesday morning for the Daytona 500 Media Day broadcast from right here, stage 2, right here in the Sprint Fan Zone. We will be here, I believe it's from 4 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday we broadcast till noon, 9 to noon here as well.
Yeah, so you guys got a busy schedule. You're going to have Sean all tuned up and ready.
Oh, he comes tuned.
He comes tuned and wired to go, right?
Wired for sound, baby.
Unreal. Yeah, Matt, this has been great catching up with you. I really appreciate it. I love meeting you. And I know we're all in for a treat tonight here at Daytona and all week long.
Yes, I definitely thank you for having us. Anytime you want me to come, I'll definitely come jump on because, let's face it, in between races, there's nothing going on here. Okay, hold on. Let me take that back. There's a lot going on here, but I'm at your disposal if you need me.
Lots to talk about, lots to see and do. Put out your Twitter handle. Put out all of your contacts.
You can follow the show on Twitter at Racin Nation. That's R-A-C-I-N Nation. No G here. And then you can follow me, Matt, on Racin. Again, no G as well.
That is Matt Nix. And it's been great catching up. We're going to hit our final break of the show. Sarah Cornaching is going to be stopping by. We may even see Ray Dunlap before the end of the show. Time is closing in, but we'll hit the break. And when we come back, Mario Goslin. You got to hear a quick clip with Mario that I got just a little while ago. But stay with us here live from Daytona International Speedway. We'll be back in a moment.
What's your name?
My name's Sandy.
Sandy. Sandy, where are you from?
I'm from around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh. Who's your favorite driver? Who are you pulling for in the 500?
My favorite's Joey Logano.
What's your name?
My name's Chuck Tatum. I'm from Palm Harbor, Florida.
Thanks for joining us here today. Good luck for Brad and good luck for you.
Thanks.
All right.
My name's Ron.
Okay, Ron, where are you from?
I'm from north of Pittsburgh.
Okay. Which one of these teams is your team?
I'd like to go for Keselowski today.
Keselowski, yep. Another Keselowski fan. Next, who have we got?
My name's Adriana.
Adriana, where are you from?
Cape Coral, Florida.
You got a National Guard hat on.
It's Junior's my favorite.
Junior's your favorite.
Mark Wilson.
Mark Wilson, where are you from, Mark?
Jackson, Georgia.
You're from Jackson.
Kind of. My favorite is Dale Jr.
Okay, next up, who we got?
My name's Tim Clark.
Timmy, where are you from?
Visalia, California.
Okay, who are you going for today?
No particular favorite.
Then I'm going to go with Carl Edwards.
Shift into gear. It's Race Time Radio.
The off-season, it's done. Don't miss Race Time Radio. Sunday, February 14th at 7 p.m. Live from the Reflections Bar at the Daytona Beach Resort with ARCA 2015 champion and NASCAR Camping World Truck Series driver Grant Enfinger, plus GMS Racing General Manager Nick Moncher. We'll talk Truck Series and get you set for the Daytona 500.
Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM 167.
Just imagine an app that has all your favorite features and functions in your social media networks without the rules and regulations that apply. It gives you a secure environment to communicate, to send messages, pictures, video, and live streaming. The Connects to Share mobile app is all that and more. The Connects to Share mobile app is custom designed for iPhone and Android and allows you to integrate your social media networks. The future is in your hands. Download Connects to Share.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
Discover a place where the sun and the tunes are shining bright.
This is Jimmy Buffett, and whether I'm traveling by land, by sea, or by air, Radio Margaritaville is my soundtrack.
Immerse yourself in a mix of Jimmy's favorite island music, commercial-free rock, reggae, folk, and live concerts to transport you to an instant warm weather vacation.
It's Radio Margaritaville.
Channel 24 and on the Sirius XM app.
Words you don't want to hear when you're racing.
Our flames rolling up big.
Shut it down, get out of it.
But if you do, you'll need the ultimate in fire protection.
For over 30 years, Leaf Racewear and Safety Equipment has been manufacturing high-quality, fire-resistant driver suits, undergarments, gloves, and shoes with a full line of seatbelt harness systems. Fuel your passion and confidence. Leaf Racewear ships worldwide. Get the ultimate in protection. Visit LeafRacewear.com.
And we're back with more Race Time Radio, where we've exchanged sub-zero temperatures and white fluffy snow for white sandy beaches and babes in bikinis. I know, it was a heck of a sacrifice, but somebody had to make it, so we did, just for you.
We are Race Time Radio, taking one for the team.
And now, with his hand wrapped around one of those drinks with a little umbrella in it, here's Smokin' Joe.
You're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. You ain't nothing but a troublemaker, girl.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down.
And we are back live here at Daytona International Speedway. What do you say we talk to some of the fans here? We're in the fan zone. We'll talk to a fan. What's your name, buddy?
My name is Cash.
Cash, where are you from?
From Vero Beach.
Vero Beach. Do you like Daytona? Is this your first time or have you been here a lot?
This is my second time. I love Daytona.
You love Daytona? Big races? You got the whole family with you?
Yeah, I got my whole family here, my kids, my wife, and I'm here to represent Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson is his favorite. How about that? Did you hear that, Matt? A Jimmy Johnson fan. I got to turn your mic back on. I had us shut down. There, that should be you.
All right, I'm back now.
There you go. Actually, I'm going to get you a switch. Grab that mic right there. That one will work even better.
This one right here? Yeah. Maybe if I don't drop it.
Yeah, that'll work even better. Kind of nice. We've got fans here. We've got the whole family here in the fan zone.
Yeah, Sprint Fan Zone, that's what it's here for, is family. You can bring the kids in. They have the whole kids area set up. They got a rock climbing wall.
Yeah.
You got basketball, football, baseball you can play over here. All these little blow-up, pop-up, bounce house type of things. What? And it's all free.
Yeah.
It's all included with your admission into the fan zone.
It's all free. Everybody having a good time. There's lots to see and do. And Budweiser, of course, is on tap here.
Well, yeah, but not for the kids. That's for mom and dad.
No, but it is the fan zone. So, yeah, everybody having a good time here at Daytona. Let's talk about the charter system. We had some big news that really came out just the other day.
Well,
we got
last Tuesday,
36 charters.
36 charters. Two of them are up for grabs. Well, because remember, Michael Waltrip Racing got two.
Right.
Those two are up for grabs right now. Joe Gibbs Racing is trying to get one. Tony Stewart's. Stuart Haas Racing is trying to grab one as well. In a press conference yesterday right here in the media center at Daytona International, Brad Ford, the president of Stuart Haas Racing, was asked the question by Bob Pockers from ESPN.com, how much have you secured the charter from Michael Waltrip Racing? And if you have, how much has Rob Kaufman charged you for it?
Yeah.
And he said, well, you know, Rob is, I'm going to paraphrase this. This is not a quote, but
right.
Rob's a, you know, a very versed man, well-traveled, likes his cars, mm-hmm. and fine dining. So we have set him up with a lifetime supply of Mobile One for his cars.
Yeah.
2 years, free delivery and free Papa John's, Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's,
and all the Busch beer he can drink for the next 3 years.
Really?
So, hey, that's a deal.
Yeah, it is. That's
that is a deal. Now, speculations out there as to how much a charter will cost in the future,
right.
or even a transfer of a charter for a particular amount of time, is still unknown.
Yeah, it is. And the word provisional is not going to come into play anymore. Provisionals are gone.
Provisionals
We've
are gone.
We've got 36 cars that are going to be locked into the field. If you got a charter, you're locked in. Now you got four open spots per race, and I do believe the entry list is got 40-some-odd names on it for here at Daytona.
I believe it's 49 right
49
now.
49 right now. So we got 49 names, and we've only got four spots.
Four spots. Those are going to go to the top two qualifiers in qualifying and the two best finishers in the duels.
Right.
Or whoever's left after everything's said and done.
Yeah,
I mean, it is a crapshoot for this race. As the year progresses and time goes on, we'll start seeing a pattern. You'll start seeing cars that are guaranteed to make. Wood Brothers
is one of those ones right now who did not get a charter, even though they're deep, deep history with NASCAR. NASCAR went on the basis of if you've run all 36 races from the 2012-2013 season through the 2013 and 2015 seasons, if
right.
you ran all
yep.
all of those, excuse me,
yep.
all of those seasons, all 36 races, you were granted a charter. That's why Michael Waltrip Racing get the two that they had.
Yeah, I know. There was lots of talk throughout the course of time here. Maybe fans not quite understanding how NASCAR did that. They'll get the picture as it goes along. Pretty well the fairest way that it could have probably been done. I know the Wood Brothers are, you know, the last guy out, and they should, with the history of the Wood Brothers, everyone feels as though they should have a charter. I want to remind everybody, though, that the number 21 is firmly rooted with Ford.
Yes.
And they are going to come to each and every race with a well-prepared number 21.
That Ford Performance number 21 that they've got is a force to be reckoned with. We've seen it here at Daytona, even when they were not running a full schedule. And just like the Wood Brothers said, I think it was Lynn Wood that said it yesterday, he would not give up that Daytona 500 victory for a charter right now.
No. It's going to be incredible. Michael McDowell runs for Levine Family Racing and the new Joel Fault team.
Yes.
They've combined. Michael's going to be in the number 59. He hasn't got a charter. He's got to qualify his way in. And I know they've got a stout piece here at Daytona. I was over having a look at it earlier. Michael's got to be in on time, or he's got to race his way in. And he's normally in the 95. We're going to see the 95 with Cheerios on it now. And we're going to see young Ty Dillon in that race car. So it's going to be pretty incredible getting her picture taken.
You know, this has to be first right here for me.
Yeah, got to get Dad in here. There we go. And we are getting our photo done. It's the Sprint Fan Zone. Everybody's having a good time at this racetrack. See, look at Jimmy Johnson. That's too funny. Everybody's having a good time at this racetrack, and that's what it's all about.
But now, keep in mind now, we know there's 36 charters out there right now that are guaranteed to start. If Tony Stewart or Stewart Haas Racing and that number 41 does not get a charter,
right.
they're not guaranteed a spot. If Joe Gibbs Racing and the number 19, Carl Edwards car, does not get that charter, they're not guaranteed a spot. They've got to fight their way in as well. We will not see 36 cars guaranteed to start here. We'll see 34.
34 here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting, isn't it?
So it's definitely going to be interesting. Those deals have not been firmed up for those two charters as of yet. And right now, those charters are guaranteed to Michael Waltrip Racing.
The plot thickens here at Daytona. It'll be interesting to see how it all turns out. Speed right now at Daytona currently 194 miles an hour. The 41, no surprise at the top of the board, Matt.
No surprise, but if he doesn't have that charter, he's got to stay there.
He's got to stay there, and he's got to hope that he does really good at this track.
I mean, look, we're talking about Kurt Busch here. He knows how to get around this track. He knows how to qualify here. He is definitely one of those one, come Sunday, can be sitting in victory lane, can be sitting on the pole next, and then be sitting in victory lane next Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be one to watch. You're going to want to watch qualifying. Pole qualifying comes up Sunday here at the Speedway, and then, of course, the Can-Am Duels to set the starting grid for the Daytona 500 on Thursday. We're going to be live from here at 2 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday. From 2 till 4, we'll be live from the Fan Zone. We'll be back again 2 till 4, the night of the Camping World Truck Series. The next era, 250, will come up Friday, and we'll be live here from Daytona, along with Saturday from 10 until noon. And then I've got to run back across the road, get back onto a flight and back up into Canada, and I get to freeze, and I'm going to, the whole time, Matt, go, I know what he's doing.
I'm sitting here soaking up the sun.
That's what
in the Sunshine State.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what everybody comes to do. Tonight, before I run out of time here, because we are getting dangerously close to the top of the hour, got to play an interview that I did with Mario Goslin. Caught up with him in the ARCA garage just before the races, or before today's events all fired off. You remember Mario Goslin. He is a famous Canadian racer. And he'll be doing the Xfinity race, or trying to qualify for that here at Daytona come Saturday. So we'll keep an eye on progress there. But I did catch up with Mario a little bit earlier. He's got a car in the ARCA garage as well. And here's what Mario and I had to talk about.
Qualifying yesterday, one in, one out.
Yeah, the group qualifying, you know, you're just depending on other people too much. But way it goes, we needed to get a better lap in practice, maybe tucked up a little tighter in the draft to get a better lap so we could have been in a better group. We were at the lead of our group with a lot of slower cars, and they backed up and got a run on us, and a couple of them got in and you know, booted us out. But we really needed to be at somewhere in the middle or the back of one of the three main groups, and we wound up being one spot short of getting in one of those groups.
Man, that hurts. Gotta hurt for a young driver. But today, race day, we got a gorgeous day here at Daytona.
It is beautiful. Weather couldn't be any better. It's beautiful weather, but we're going to do the best we can here with Gene. It's his first time here, and have a lot of fun, and hopefully he's still rolling at the end. I feel like he'll get a good finish. A lot of these fast cars are going to get in trouble, and we're hoping we can just keep on taking to the end.
Yeah, I guess. It's going to be a busy week for you. I know we're going to hear lots from you later in the week. You're going to be in the Xfinity race. How are things shaping up, and what a way to kick off Speed Weeks in the garage, getting your hands dirty.
Well, I don't know how to do anything else. It's all I do, you know, work on these race cars, go to the track. That's what I love doing. And we got a lot of work to do before we come back here on Thursday to finish, you know, Martin Roy's car and my car. But we'll be able to get it done and get here and hopefully get them both in and have a lot of fun.
Do you hope for a day like today for that Xfinity race, or do you hope for something that may be a little bit warmer? What suits you guys better?
Well, obviously for us in the race car, this is perfect weather, but we want the weather to be perfect for the fans. We can suffer through a little warmer. I think it would be better if it was a little warmer, or at least if the wind died down.
It's going to be an awesome Speed Weeks, and what a way to kick it off. Lucas Oil 200 tonight. I know you guys will be busy. Who do you think is going to win this one, or is it still up for debate?
Yeah, I think there's probably 25 cars that have a shot at winning this race. It's going to be really hard to tell. I think the guy that uses his head and keeps the fenders on it and gets himself in the right position with two to go is going to have a good shot.
And you know what it takes to win here. It's going to be interesting.
For sure.
And that was Mario Goslin getting prepared for tonight's Lucas Oil 200. His teams are all set up. And he's really hoping for good success here at the World Center of Racing. Just spoke with Sarah Kornaching's PR, and they were here in the fan zone, Matt, looking around for us, couldn't find us. So she's back to the hauler, and we're not going to be able to catch up with Sarah here, but definitely she is getting prepared. She's going to roll off 12th here tonight at Daytona. She got her testing in at New Smyrna Speedway in her Can-Am car, and by the looks of it, everything
she's a
go.
Very busy girl this weekend.
Very, very busy.
Yeah. You know, K&N car out there at New Smyrna Speedway, that's going to be a heck of a show tonight. Anyone might be listening that can ever make it out to New Smyrna Speedway, if you have not made it there as well, it is a marvelous event. Last night, I talked with Matt Weaver from PopularSpeed.com just a little while ago, asked him how the races were last night there. He said it was phenomenal racing, and we're talking about a short track, short track master here with Matt Weaver, and he dissects it very, very much. For him to say it was amazing racing last night had to be spectacular.
Yeah, it is. We spoke with Gus Dean here. He's got his hauler and his car sitting out there ready to go when he's done with his ARCA commitment here at Daytona. He is spending the rest of Speed Weeks out there. Cole Powell also really hunting around, trying to maybe find his butt in to one of those super late model seats. You know, the action out there is going to be second to none throughout the course of the week. So fans have really got to try and make their way out there. But tonight here at Daytona, it's the Lucas Oil 200, the Sprint Unlimited. No change at the top of the board right now. So only single car runs. When the draft picks up, Matt, we're going to see those speeds jump a whole pile.
We'll see the speeds jump up a whole lot, but do you think we'll see a new leader on the board?
Yeah, I do. Actually, the 88, how far back is the 88?
He's in eighth right now.
Down to eighth. He was rocket quick for Sprint Unlimited practice, which I guess you can't really
go side by side because, remember, they have to run a different car in the Sprint Unlimited than they do in the Daytona 500 now.
But I've seen in the past where they've taken their Unlimited car and said, okay, well, we're going to use this for the 500. It's so good.
I don't know if that's I don't know if they're allowed to do that this year. They were mandated to bring two cars, and that's why we have people that are qualified for the Sprint Unlimited that have decided to set it out this year because either A, funding, B, budget, or C, they just don't want to tear up a car that they needed for the 500.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, especially with the 500 coming up. Think back, what was it, 2 years ago, Carl Edwards used up, what, five or six cars this week?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was five cars in 1 week.
Five cars. Yeah, that's called having a rough week.
That's an expensive trip to Florida.
Well, so far, the Aries number 19 is in one piece, and he's only had the one out there. So that's a good sign for Carl.
And he's sitting number six right now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's going to be rocket fast. Toyota, Chevy, or Ford? Whose year is it going to be?
Chevy.
It's going to be a Chevy
it's
year?
It's going to be a Chevy year.
Toyota year last year.
Toyota year last year.
Chevy
Ford year,
before that.
Ford year last year. Toyota the year before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hey, look, we're getting old. You know, we have to. Sometimes things get, yeah. Then Daytona. And you know what? I was out at Volusia Speedway Park last night till almost 1 in the morning.
So you're a little bit dirty.
A little bit dirty. You know, look, you can, once you get the taste for dirt track racing, it never washes out of your hair.
Never. Never, ever. Went there one night with my wife, Paul Grizel, and his wife. The four of us went out, and we sat on the bottom row. We got there late. You don't want to get to Volusia late. We did. Sat on the bottom row with safety glasses and garbage bags over our head, and we were still filthy.
Another thing about Volusia Speedway Park last night, record crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Record crowd last night at Volusia Speedway Park, sold out already for tonight.
Can you remember who won?
No.
It was a good night, wasn't it?
It was a good night.
That's what you really need. Okay, got to remind you of a few things here before we cut you loose from Daytona. First thing I got to remind you of is every one of our broadcasts this week are presented by Connects to Share. Get to ConnectsToShare.com. Have a look at the app. Download it to your mobile device. It's going to come in real, real handy come Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Get to ConnectsToShare.com and have a look at that app. Download it to your phone, and you will see exactly what I mean. As the owner of that app, HG is going to be with us here at Daytona. You're in for a lot of fun on those three broadcasts. But before we get to those broadcasts, we're also going to have a wicked one tomorrow night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sirius XM Channel 167, right across Canada and the U.S., We are going to be live from the Daytona Beach Resort Reflections Bar. We are going to be set up. Grant Enfinger from GMS. He's going to make his first NASCAR Camping World Truck Series start here at Daytona for GMS. He's going to do it this week. And Grant Enfinger is going to fly in and join us for that broadcast, along with Nick Moncher and a whole host of other guests. Are going to be dropping by, and we sure hope you can as well. If you're in the Daytona Beach area, everyone is invited. Get to the Daytona Beach Resort tomorrow night and be part of that broadcast, because it will be second to none. On that show, we will hear from the winner of tonight's Lucas Oil 200. We'll also have a pile of post-race clips that I will get with the different race teams in ARCA at the end of tonight's Lucas Oil 200. We'll also maybe even have some Sprint Cup stuff for you heading in to what will be a real busy Gatorade duels. Not Gatorade. Can-Am duels.
Can-Am, yeah. I still do it, too. Don't worry.
It's the history,
I say,
right?
Bush Series sometimes, too, as well. But okay.
Well, it used to be the Clash tonight. But that's going way back there. And then it was the Budweiser shootout. But I digress. Matt, it's been great. Thanks so much for dropping in here, man.
No problem. Like I said, anytime.
You were a big help, I'll tell you that right now. And we've got to thank Sue back in the Racetime Radio studio for hooking us up, literally this time. Technical issues off the beginning of the program. Something's going on with my tie line that we got to get some repairs. But Sue, being the genius she was, said, look, I'll call you back, and we'll try it that way. And bang, boom, straight onto the air.
Those engineers. Good call. They know what they're doing.
That's exactly right. Oh, and I'll tell you what, Grant is one of our producers. He's going to be right upset when he finds out that Sue figured that one out, and he didn't, because now Sue will have to be the executive producer. That's the way it's going to work.
Promotion.
Yeah,
that's raise. What it is.
Well, now.
I'm going to look at this.
And Nick's mic just happened to go backwards. Oh, Nick. Yeah, there you go. See? You can't say stuff like that.
I was trying to root for you there. Sorry.
You'll get edited. No. But that's going to do it for us today here live from Daytona. Get to FS1, Fox Sports 1. Don't miss tonight's action, the Lucas Oil 200, and shortly thereafter, the Sprint Unlimited. NASCAR is back, and they're back at Daytona. That's going to do it for us here at the racetrack. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we look forward to having you back with us again tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sirius XM Channel 167. See ya from Daytona.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.